From NPR News, it's Day to Day. This 4th of July, a lot of people are declaring their independence from the office. They're calling in sick to work today, even though they'll be feeling just fine when they head to the beach or a friend's barbecue. And who knows, that pesky cough or stomach flu. Yeah, right, stomach flu. It may just have to keep them at home again tomorrow and Friday. Marketplace's Bob Moon has been looking into how many Americans have decided to tack on a few more days off this year. He joins us now. So, Bob, when the holiday falls, as it does today, in the middle of the week, what kind of impact does that have on workplace productivity?
Well, Alex, you know, even during a typical summer, the allure of a day in the sun can end up shaving off a lot from an employer's bottom line. And judging by a survey done by the workforce management firm Kronos recently, officials there figure the problem could really soar around this time. This Kronos survey was conducted by Harris Interactive, and it found a lot of workers, almost 40% of full-timers, admit to calling in sick to enjoy the weather. And this is more than just a passing concern for employers. Last year, there was a study by a business information company called CCH, and it found the annual price tag in direct payroll costs for some big employers was an estimated $850,000.
So, Bob, what about this year? Are there any figures on how many Americans have just decided, look, I'm taking the whole week off instead of just the single holiday on the one day?
Yeah, this is very telling. We went to AAA for some travel figures that might give us some idea of the kind of Independence Day holiday trips that Americans have been planning. Christine Brown is a spokeswoman for the Auto Club.
The largest share of 4th of July travelers said that they would be traveling for around 6 days.
Now, it might be easy to jump to conclusions about how much of a hit that will be to productivity, especially if we're all squeezing in an extra round of vacation time this summer. But there's a flip side. The travel industry will be making more off of this, maybe. Trouble is, Brown tells us there's a flip side to the flip side, if you will, when it comes to all those holiday travelers.
They'll be spending money at hotels. They'll be spending money at restaurants. But we also have to keep in mind that because of fuel prices, people are probably going to be scaling back, looking for a deal here and there to make up for the high fuel prices.
And speaking of those high fuel prices, Bob, how are they looking right about now? Any relief this 4th of July?
Well, the latest federal report shows the country is actually enjoying a little respite right now, maybe down a couple of pennies to around $2.95 a gallon for regular. But analysts are saying they could be going right back up again in the coming month, maybe a nickel, maybe a dime. So go ahead and call in sick this summer if you want to, but it's still going to cost you if you plan on going very far.
Thanks so much, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, which is produced by American Public Media.